diversity within our city. We're particularly keen to see reaching out to non-traditional communities. So we think that's an important way of trying to maybe just dissolve some of the problems and the controversy that surrounds the Irish language in particular. And that's one of the reasons why we've picked the continent here for the launch today, because it's named after Presbyterian and Cardinal Fee as well. So we feel that the Irish language belongs to everybody, and it's time that we kind of work together to get some solutions. And I think in City Hall in particular, it has been a divisive issue, but I think there is an atmosphere and an opportunity for us to do something more positive. And that's why, for example, we want to see an Irish language officer being appointed in the council to try and promote that language. And that would also be particularly with a focus of reaching out to non-traditional groups.
Is this not more about, with you being a Culturalan today, more about Alliance trying to establish itself in an area where it wouldn't get many votes in the West?
No, I mean, I think the important thing for us is that we want to try and, well, I mean, it is important for us to reach out to different areas of the community, and certainly what we want as a party is to embrace diversity and to work for everybody within the community. But we feel that this is particularly a very appropriate centre. It used to be a Presbyterian church in this area, in this particular building. And we want to show that, as I say, that this is a centre for the Irish language is for everybody within the community. And we want to try and move forward on that basis. We want to see the Irish language being promoted in a positive way. I think for far too long we have seen negativity around any cultural type of situations, and we want to see that moved on. Our document also is addressing the ideas of trying to increase the amount of cultural activity with through the Ulster Scots areas, including potentially a language trail. And in terms of minority languages, we think it's obviously important where people can't speak English, that there's an opportunity for people to be involved in the life of the city. And so we're wanting to see the establishment of a working group which would have people from different ethnic minority backgrounds coming together to say what they want in terms of provision within the city, whether it's English language classes or whether it's translation services or whatever. So we're really taking a much wider approach in terms of the issue of language. We want to make it something that's actually positive. We want to embrace the diversity that we have in our city in terms of the indigenous languages that we have here, and also those who have come in from other countries.
Would there be many Gaelgors in the Alliance Party?
Yes, quite a few. In fact, my council colleague, Emmett McDonough Brown, is going to be launching the policy alongside with me, and he will be launching that in Irish. He went to the Bond School in West Belfast. So yes, we do have a number of people who can speak the Irish language. In fact, I would say our council group is quite a reasonable reflection of what Northern Ireland is, because, you know, we have other members who have attended Catholic schools, and obviously they learned Irish there. I personally went and at university went off and studied at night classes to learn the language, although I would have to say I'm very rusty and really have a limited grasp of the language, but it's something I am enthusiastic to see promoted. And then there's other members of our party who maybe have no language at all, have no experience of the language. And so we think that we are in a good place to try and move forward the city, because we actually have the experience right across that of people who are fluent Irish speakers, people who speak a bit, and people who don't speak any at all, which I think is probably different to any of the other parties within City Hall.
A recent move by the DUP at Stormont not to translate some literature into Irish. A lot of people were supporting that because we can all read it in English.
Yeah, and in terms of our policy document, what I would say, I think it's frustrating that that's the first thing, one of the first things that the minister wants to do in terms of the Irish language is that he wants to cut the translation, and that's his answer to moving things forward. But I would have to say that our document isn't asking for the translation of everything into the Irish language or into Ulster Scots. What we're saying is that there needs to be an opportunity for people to be able to reply that, because people said to me, well, do you know what? Very few people actually read the council website minutes in English, so what would be the point of translating them into Irish? So certainly we've taken that on board, and a lot of the Irish language groups are saying that that's not their priority. Their priority is trying to get more visibility within the city in terms of promoting the language, and that's why we feel an officer to do that is actually something that's really important.
Okay, Michael Long, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Problem.
It's the Alliance Group Leader at the Belfast City Hall, Michael Long.